Okay, we got to Samaches on Beis, the Barim, Omer Vashi. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer wanted to say that Machshir Pesach are Doicha Shabbos. And on that, Rabbi Kiva answered back, he wanted to make a Kav Chaymer. If Melach is Doicha, so Kol Shekein Shavuos is Doicha. So on that, Rabbi Kiva answered back, I'll bring you a Raya from Eichel Nefesh. On Yom Tiv, Melach is Doicha. And Alpha Bikain, Shavuos is not Doicha, because let's say, if you have food out of the Tchum, you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tiv, even though it's Eichel Nefesh. So on that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, the Shitas, he doesn't hold of that Kav HaChomer, the Mishnah said, because Achil on Yom Tov is a Rishos. Masha Enke in Rabbi Yeshua holds that Achil on Yom Tov is a Mitzvah, and that we said, that we handled yesterday, it's totally in the Machlokes, as if it's Kulu Hashem or Kulu Lachem, versus that you have to do Chatzad Hashem, Chatzad Lachem. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Ulamai Dekam Rabbi Eliezer, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Nami, who says Yom Tov Rishus, and therefore you can't bring a raya from bringing food out of the Tchum that's not Teich Yom Tov to all the Shvusim that we're talking about over here, bringing the Karban Pesach and carrying the Karban Pesach and so on, because these are for a mitzvah, for the purpose of a mitzvah. Still, it's like Pircha. You still have a Pircha on his Kav HaChomer, because you'll just have to add a little bit more into the pircha to make it a little bit more complicated. But the pircha will go as follows: Umay yomtiv shehitir by melacha shel rishos. If on yomtiv, which is more kuludik than Shabbos, because even melacha for rishos is mutter, because again, Rabbi Yosef the Shechasi holds that echol nefesh on yomtiv is a rishos, and aval pikein the Torah was mutter melacha for a rishos. And nonetheless, so Yontif, which is more kuludik, that we're matter even malacha for a rishus, and Ava became we're not matter the shus that comes along with it. So Shabbos, which is more chomer, that they weren't matter only a malacha of a mitzah, not of a rishus, because the only thing that's like a Shabbos is the Karban Pesach, not any rishus. And so, if that's the case, Shabbos is more common than Yom Tov. So, any din shalay tahat shvushima. So, for sure, if you should not be matur the shvusim that come together with it. Meaning, if Yom Tov, which is more kuludik, we're not going to be matur the shvus. So, Shabbos, which is more chomer, then kol shekein, we're not going to be matur the shvus.
But once for a year, once for a
shvus. So we're going to see. The Gemara's going to get to that in a second. But what the Gemara is saying is, Mitzad Echad, the Shavuos that we're trying to be matter is more significant, shall we say, because it's for a Chiv. But Mitzad Sheni, if you look at the broad picture, Yom Tov is more kuludik that we're matter even for Rishus, and Afal Pikein we're not matter as Shavuos. So Kol Shekein Shabbos, which is more common, so Mitzad, the day that we're being matter,
right, but it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. So the Gemara's going to say that in a second, but the Chacham hold that there's a pircha because after begin pushing off Yom Tov, we look at what we're pushing off. Pushing off Yom Tov is easier than pushing off Shabbos. So if we're not matter b'shus for Yom Tov, we're definitely not matter b'shus for Shabbos. On that, the Gemara answers back what you're saying, Rory, that Rabbi Yezer will say back shus to mitzah adufley. At the end of the day, this is a shus to mitzah, so it's stronger. So Enechanami is just a Rishus is not Doiche Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov more kuludik than a Malachas Rishus is Doiche. But a Rishus of a Mitzvah is more strong, is Chomer, that since it's more important, so then we let it be Doiche, even not only Yom Tov, but even Shabbos. Tanya, Arab Lezer, Mali in Dachum Ashir Mitzvah Shela Achar Shkitas of Shabbos, if we're going to be Matur, the machshirei mitzvah that were done after the shechita, and we allow them to be doicha Shabbos. Rashi says that's going on the michri kravov. We allow them to clean out the kishkas like we saw in the Mishnah, and that's after the shechita. This avodah mitzvah that the mitzvah was already done. So lo yichu machshirei mitzvah Shelifnei Shechitas HaShabbos, so for sure what's before the mitzvah, in order to allow, enable the mitzvah to be done, that for sure should be Deicha. Amar Rebbe Akiva, on that, Rebbe Akiva answers back, Demali im Dachu Mashir Mitzvah Shel Achar Shechitas HaShabbos. No, maybe it would be the exact opposite. If the Mashirin that are after the Shechita are Deicha Shabbos, that's because Sharei Dachu Shechitas HaShabbos, because Shabbos was already pushed away. Once you're Matar Shabbos for the Shechita, so then we're not only giving Matar Shabbos for the derises of the Karban Pesach, but even for the things that come afterwards that are not necessarily, that don't necessarily have to be done on Shabbos nonetheless. Once we're Matar Shabbos, we're Matar Shabbos even for those things.
Well, I thought the Mishnah didn't allow the things that are not.
So Michli Krova was allowed, Hadachas Krova was not allowed.
Because one's Dais, one's Rabban.
Because this was it's only the Rabbanon, so even though it's not because, and this is more the Tzarech, Hadachas Krov could wait till after Shabbos. This is if it's gonna sit till after Shabbos, it's gonna spoil.
Right. So isn't that a distinction?
Yeah, but it's not Tzarech Gevoya. At the end of the day,
so it's necessary for the Krov.
It's necessary, but it's not Tzarech Gevoya. So. But
we're still not just blatantly allowing everything.
But it's not something that's tzarech. So Tosis, because of this, does not like Rashi's pshat. And Tosis says Anachanami that we're not bringing a raya from Micha Krov, rather we're bringing a raya from Hector Chalav and Vevarim. Hector Chalav and Vevarim could be done that night. And Avobikin says in the Mishnah that you could do it. You don't have to wait till the night. You could do it now on Shabbos.
It's a chiyuv.
But that's a chiyuv that doesn't have to be done now. It's a chiyuv that has to be done, but it could be done tonight. Mm-hmm. So if that's deicha, so kol shekein, this should, before should be deicha. And Rabbi Akiva answers back, no, because that's deicha, because once Shabbos is deicha, so your deicha is so. I mean, this means saratz, so it wouldn't have a kayach to be deicha Shabbos, but once you're being deicha Shabbos anyway, so this comes along, because it's part of the carbon. The Mashir mitzvah that come after the Shechita, they are Deicha Shabbos. So we Deicha Shechita is a Shabbos because the Shechita was already Deicha Shabbos. So once they're Deicha Shabbos, it's going to be Deicha Shabbos for everything that comes along with it. Time you Yirich Mashir mitzvah Shalafnei Min Lefnei Shechita as a Shabbos, where you say that the Mashir mitzvah that are before the Shechita will be Deicha Shabbos. Shalei Deicha Shechita as a Shabbos. That over there you already have the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. Kol Zman it's not Roi to Shecht. So Adarabba, you have no Heter to be Deicha Shabbos. So what's your Heter to start doing these Malachas? Shem Yim Sezevach, Dabar Acher, another Svara, Shem Yim Sezevach Pasuch. How could you do these Malachas before the Karban Pesach? Maybe it won't be a Kashas Karban. Maybe when you Shecht it, you'll find it to be a Trefer or some other Psul. So it comes out of the that which you carried it out of the tchum, or that which you cut off its yabelis, was all shalom tzarech. In fact, if you're going to say such a swara, mishanam and shachid, so maybe we shouldn't shacht it either, shamim says that was possible, because maybe something will go wrong with the shechita, and then the mafrei or deicha Shabbos. V'nim tzim chal Shabbos mafrei, Ella, so must be we're not concerned with that. So this is the way you're right. Elohim malei b'feisha. First, Rabbi Kiva said that svar to Rabbi Yezer. Uparcher Rabbi Yezer Gufa asked this kasha that if that's the case, then the shechita itself shouldn't be deicha Shabbos. Hadar malei. So then Rabbi Kiva said, "Hach." The first svar, meaning even though the order of the brises seems the other way around, that he said this svar second. Really, he said this svar first, and then we saw that it was not such a good svar. So then he said the first svar, the mali imdachu, that even though the ones from afterwards are Deicha Shabbos, that's only because once the Shechita is Deicha Shabbos, so then the other things come along as well. But anything before the Shechita, you don't yet have the Karach to be Deicha Shabbos, so they can't be Deicha Shabbos. Then, going back to the Mishnah, Heshe Rebbe Kiva Vomar Azot Echiyah. So Rebbe Kiva, at the end of the day, told Rabbi Yezer that I'll bring you a raya from Hazah. Hazah, to be maza on him from the Paraduma, is not Deicha Shabbos. So, even though it's Letzarech Mitzvah, because Kozman is not going to be maza on him from the Paraduma, he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So, who are then these other Shulsim Hakavos, Havasim, and Chutzotum? All those Shulsim that we discussed should be the same thing, that they're not Deicha Shabbos. On that, Rabbi Yezer answered back, V'ala anidan. That the same way that all these other shmusim should be derech Shabbos, so I hold that Hazal should also be derech Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva said, maybe Pumfakert. Maybe the same way Hazal is not derech Shabbos, so what in the Shchit is not derech Shabbos? So Rabbi told him, what are you making such a kavachomer? That's a shtos. The Torah says that you shechted even on Shabbos. How can you make a kavachomer to go against what the Torah says? So Tanya says the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, b'shchita he'ishavtani, you tried to answer me back with shchita, meaning you didn't answer back a good answer. You answered back a ridiculous kavachomer, right? So Torah says, you're just stop bothering me. You're stop mocking me. So b'shchita te'misasa, because of that, you're going to end up having to be killed b'shchita. You're going to end up being executed. Amar Lai, so Rabbi Akiva answered back, Rebbe, al tachbirini b'shas adin. Don't deny what I'm saying at the time that we're arguing. Kach min b'lani mincha, because I'm a kabbalah from you, hazah shvusi. Hazah is only a shvus, it's only also midarabana. Midaraisa, there's no problem of sprinting on him for the paraduma. And nonetheless, in the derech Shabbos. Meaning, Rebbe Akiva made his whole kabbalah, like we explained in the Mishnah, he knew that shchit is derech Shabbos. He just made the Kavah Chaimer to prove a point and show you're trying to say that Hazal is Mutter. I'm even willing to make a Kavah Chaimer and say that if Hazal is Aser, then Shechita should be Aser, even though I know that Shechita is Mutter. That obviously proves a point that I'm confident that Hazal is Aser. It's not up for debate. And why do I know that Hazal is Aser? Because you yourself taught me that Hazal is Aser. So, Fakti Gemara, Vichimi Acha, Duhu Akam Rei, if that's Taka true, that Rabbi Yezer taught Rabbi Kiva, that Hazal Zasar, my time at Kahadabe, so why is Rabbi Yezer saying, Vale Ani Dan, that he's saying that Hazal is Mutter? Amar Ula, Rabbi Yezer, Ki Akam Rei, Hazal the Chuma Akam Rei. So, Gemara is the first Mahalach, Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yezer, who said that Hazal is not Deich Shabbos, he wasn't talking about Hazal in order to bring the Karban Pesach, but rather he was talking about a Kayin who wants to eat Chuma. His challenge is made out of Chuma barley, and he wants to eat Chuma. And on that, he's not allowed to have Hazal and Shabbos in order to eat Chuma. And the reason why over there it's not Deich is the Chuma Gufa and the Deich Shabbos. There's no, the Chuma itself is not Deich Shabbos. You can't do a Deraisa on Shabbos in order to eat Chuma, A, and even on the bottom level, you're not allowed to be Mafish Chuma on Shabbos. So since Chuma is not Deicha Shabbos, so Hazah in order to eat Chuma will not either be Deicha. Masha Enkein, the Karim Pesach, where the Karim Pesach itself is Deicha Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Yezer, Machshirin for the Karim Pesach is Deicha, just like the Karim Pesach is Deicha, and therefore Hazah for Karim Pesach is Deicha. Rabbi Kiva Nami, and Rabbi Kiva, who answered back that Hazah is not Deicha, Ki Oisei Hazah de Chuma Oisei. When Rabbi Kiva was asking Rabbi Eliezer that from Hazah, he never meant the Hazah of Karim Pesach. He meant the Hazah of Chuma, just like Rabbi Eliezer taught him that the Hazah of Chuma is not like a Shabbos. She mitzvah v'imishim shuos that it's A, it's the tzarech mitzvah, achilas Chuma, and B, it's only a shuos, and nonetheless, it's not like a Shabbos, so who are in these things should not be like a Shabbos. The Husavar, Rabbi Eliezer misunderstood Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Eliezer thought Hazal the Pesach Amosiv Lei that he's asking from the Hazal of Pesach, so that's good for why he said back to him Allah Anidan. Rabbi Kiva thought he was talking about Juma, so Rabbi Kiva said, "What do you mean? You yourself taught me," and that's good for why he made the Kavachem the way he did. Masiv Rabba, on that Rabba says, "How could you say that's pshat that the Shak Vitaya of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer is not the Hazal of Karim Pesach, but rather the Hazal of Truma?" We have a different brisa that says clearly that we're talking about Pesach, because the brisa says, "Heishiv Rebbe Kiva va'amah Hazal tamei meis techiach." I'll bring a raya from being mazah from a paraduma on a tamei meis. Shechol shvi shaloi liyos b'shabbos, because if the seventh day, when he's supposed to get his second hazah, his second shak, fell out on Shabbos, ube'er Pesach, and it also happened to coincide that Shabbos happened to be er Pesach. She mitzvah, so over there, there's a mitzvah for him to get his hazah, because he could only have his Karban Pesach if he's going to have this hazah. V'yimishim shvus, and it's only also midrabanan ashvus, and nonetheless, in the derech Shabbos. So we see clearly Rabbi Akiva was not asking from Azal in order to eat Truma, he was asking from Azal in order to bring the Karban Pesach. And nonetheless, he's saying that it's not Doiche. Elo says the Gemara, rather, Vaday Azal's Pesach Agmre. Must be that Rabbi Yezer taka taught Rabbi Akiva that not only is the Azal Truma not Doiche Shabbos, but even the Azal of Karban Pesach is not Doiche Shabbos. So if that's talking the case, the Rabbi Yezer taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazal is not Teich, might have a kaparchlei Rabbi Yezer. So what's going on over here that Rabbi Yezer is saying Vale ani don? He's trying to make a kavachaymer now that Hazal should be Teich Shabbos if he himself was the one who taught Rabbi Akiva that it's not Teich Shabbos. Teretz is Rabbi Yezer Gemara is akrelei. Teretz is Rabbi Yezer at some point in his life forgot some of his learning. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, also Rabbi Akiva led Kure Gamrei. So Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind him that which of that which he forgot. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer originally did teach Rabbi Akiva that Hazal is a problem, but now that he forgot that, he was trying to on his own say in Zarah that Hazal should be mutter. So Rabbi Akiva is using this Kal V'Chomer to try to remind Rabbi Eliezer that it's not true. I'm confident that that Hazal is usher in order that Rabbi Eliezer should remember that yes, Hazal is taka usher. If that's the case, that Rabbi Eliezer just forgot that Hazal is usher, so why didn't Rabbi Akiva say straight, instead of making this Kal V'Chomer, why didn't you say straight, Rabbi, you taught us that Hazal is usher? He felt that it wasn't the Acheres to tell him straight out, oh, this, you forgot this thing. So he tried to do it in a way that Rabbi Eliezer would remember on his own. But Lamaisa didn't work. Says the Gemara of Hazal, my Tamar L'dachi Shabbos. What p'taka p'shat that Hazal is not Teich Shabbos? Mechdi tildu b'almu. It's all it is a problem. You're just carrying it. You're just moving it. So what should be the issue? B'chalal, that it shouldn't be Teich Shabbos. Mishum Pesach. Why don't we allow it to be Teich Shabbos because of the current Pesach? What are we afraid of? Amar Rav, G'zer Shem Yitlenu V'yavirun Ad Arba Amas B'shus Rabim. The chashash was the reason why it's also at least midrabanan, because you might come to carry it for Amos and Shizurab, and this was the rabbanan. We weren't matir b'makom mitzvah, even though it's b'makom mitzvah. So what? Then any other shus were not matir. That's and that was what Riki was trying to say.
This stands indoors.
Maybe you'll bring it from point A to point B. If you run out of stuff here. So you'll go to some other place where they had it stored and you'll go bring it. Or you'll go bring the water. We mean, a lot of it is we don't do on Shabbos because of Shem Yavran or Shaifer, Lulav. It's the same there. Right?
You gotta carry salt in your house. Maybe you'll run out a little bit of salt.
No, but over here you need to bring it to wherever the guy is.
He doesn't come to the...
There's different places, but you have to bring water, you have to bring it. Right. It's something that you might have to bring from place to place.
Why weren't we worried about this to bring the knife? We said stick the knife into the wall, stick the knife between the horns. We weren't worried about that.
I mean, why weren't we guys there by the knife the same there? Don't bring the knife, because Shema Yavirenu.
Yeah. And if you're going to start being makbid on this for Korban Pesach, then...
I'm not sure why the knife is better. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, we answered that it was
Kliachar Yad. Yeah, but Barak is asking, but why are we not afraid that if we're going to be matim to do a Kliachar Yad, he'll carry it straight?
There's an answer
over
there.
Yeah.
Over here, we're not letting you do the Hazar even in one place because you might end up carrying. So for sure, once you do a Kliachar Yad, maybe you're going to forget and start carrying it. Yeah. Right tomorrow, or Bliyazar Navre. What's the gzeirah? Shema Yaviranu? According to Rabbi Yezer, even if lachatchila he's allowed to carry it in the street. That's Rabbi Yezer shita. The Rabbi Yezer holds whenever the mitzvah is deich Shabbos, the mashir in our deich Shabbos, even on the raisa level, right? Like we had in Shabbos, like the gabe mila. If you didn't bring the knife before Shabbos, you're allowed to carry the knife in Mishas Rabbim, because you hold mashir in our deich Shabbos. So if that's the case, what's the problem? If you need the paradum over here, the gzeirah is shema yavirenu, vada yavirenu, who cares? Let him carry it on Shabbos. It's mutter.
You need that Shabbos that has to become tar? Well,
So this is totally. First of all, it's definitely possible that we're talking about a guy who this seventh day is today, so he couldn't have done it any earlier. No, but then he can't bring the carbon pesach. But even more than that, the Gemara had a tzad to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Mashinah Deicha in Masech Shabbos and Perak Rabbi Eliezer the Milo, the Gemara has a tzad to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mashinah Deicha, even when it was Eshel HaSeis before Shabbos. So according to that tzad, for sure, what's the issue over here? So Amri.
We have this kasha by Shafer and Lulav also on Rabbi Eliezer?
Well, according to we're not going. We don't have a Gemara that really discusses Rabbi Eliezer, but this would be a good kasha according to Rabbi Eliezer. The reason all our Gemaras that say Shafer Lulav is a problem, Shemi Gavrenu is going according to us. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a good kasha. Why all those if Machshin Ardeiche? So then, what's the problem with Shema Yavirenu? So says the Gemara, Amri, Hani Mili, Heicha. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Navri, let him carry it. Amri Rabbi Eliezer Moshiach Mitzvah Dechen Nesha Shabbos. There it says, Amri, the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, Heicha, the Gavra Gufi Chazi. When do we say Moshiach Dechen Shabbos? For example, by the baby who needs a bris mila, the baby is roy to have a bris. There's a chiyuv to do the mila, and you just go out and don't have a knife, so you have to carry the knife in the street, or even make a knife. The Gemara says over there, avohachat the gavaguf leichazi calls the man that is tamei. He's not able to bring the karm pesach. Loi rami chiyuv alei. So as of now, there's no chiyuv of karm pesach on him. He's not capable of bringing it. If that's the case, so he doesn't have the right to be doicha. A person who has a chiyuv mitzvah, so maybe he has a right to be doicha. A guy who's not roi, so yes, he could make himself roi, but as of now, the Gemara wants to say that someone who's as of now not roi, that's called he's not mechuyuv, even though he has the potential of making himself roi, and therefore that his machshirin are not doicha as of now.
Didn't we have though that a tzvil yom could be counted in the chabura, and that he would go to the mikveh that night and then eat?
Right, so we're going to get into that soon. What you about Tzvul Yom? One second. What are you saying, Rudy?
No, I'm just saying, what do you mean he doesn't have a chiyuv? If this was on Wednesday afternoon, he'd have a chiyuv to become Torah and bring a
mezuzah. Yes, it's not enough to say that I'm actively there. I have a chiyuv to make myself mechuyev.
Is that true, or he has a
chiyuv? No, the Gemara is saying as of now, we're going to be chayzer from this, but the Gemara is saying as of now, that's called not having a chiyuv. Amar Rabba. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, see what we're saying now, that only if there's already a chiyuv there, that it's a gavra de chazi, then the machshir and adaych shabbos, but calls man it's a gavra de loy chazi, then the machshir and adaych shabbos. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who we know that machshir and mila are adaych shabbos, but now it's going to depend. Katan bari, if you have a gezunta kid, then mecham lecham lebroisi, so then you're allowed to cook up the water before Shabbos in order to bathe him and make him even healthier. Ulamadim Shabbos, in order to be able to do the mila on Shabbos, the chazi lei. Because right now he's ready to have a mila because he's healthy. Katan chayla, but a shvache kid, a katan who's a chayla, that you're not able to do a mila without bathing him first because he's not capable of having the mila done to him until you bathe him in warm water and strengthen him. So as of now, he's a gavad leichazi. So ein mecham leicham liberaisi ulamada. So according to the Torah, we're saying now, as of now, the chiyuv of the mila is not on him because in his current state, he's not ready to have a mila. And if that's the case, there's no chiyuv here to be doing a Shabbos. So you wouldn't be able to cook up the water, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in order to bathe him, make him stronger, and give him the mila. The Alaychazi. Amalei Rava. So Rava asks Rabba, Ibarihu, if we're talking about a kid who's hakaroi to have the mila done even without the water, and therefore that's why he's called a Gavra Dechazi. So why are you cooking up water for him? Why does he need it for then? So Mimonashach. If he needs it, then he's a gavad lechazi. Elamai, he doesn't need it, so then what are you cooking it for? So Elam Rava, so therefore says Rava, HaKoch Elam Heinei Tzamila. All kids, even a gezunta kid, Lamaisa Klapi Mila, they need to be bathed in warm water in order to be able to to go through the process of the milah. Echad katan bari, whether it's a katan bari, echad katan chayla, or whether it's a katan chayla. Therefore, if you don't have hot water that was cooked from before Shabbos, you wouldn't. He would be considered a gavel lechazi, and you wouldn't cook up the water to strengthen him ulamayla b'Shabbos and to give him his meal in Shabbos lechazi, because as of now he's lechazi. So according to this, as of now, that which Rabbi Yehuda said mashin ardeicha Shabbos is only if you already have water cooked up. But if you don't have water cooked up, so then anachanami. Nothing would be Deir HaShabbos, not the Mashir, and Mimela, not the Mila itself. Eisvei Abaye, on that fact, Abaye, Oril, Shalemol, an Oril, someone who doesn't have a bris, and he didn't give himself a bris before Pesach in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach, Anush Karas gets Karas for not bringing the Karban Pesach. Dear Rabbi Yezer, according to the story we're saying now, that you don't have a carbon b'chiv of a carbon pesach until you're chazi, and calls manyalei chazi, it's called that you're not b'chiv of the carbon pesach. So this guy is an arul, as of now, he's a gavre delei chazi. So he shouldn't have a chiv to bring a carbon pesach. V'katani, and nonetheless, we say, onish karis. Then he gets karis, as meaning that he has a real chiv of carbon pesach. If that's the case, so kuad in the gavit chiv Shabbos, he has a real chiv, and we're back to the kasha, that his machshirin should be deicha. We see that the chiyuv is placed on him even though he's lechazi. So that's the more new teretz. You're right. Amar Rava, Kasar Rabbi Yezer, meaning really, even a gavad lechazi is mechuyiv to make himself roi. So like we see over here, that a guy who's an arul is mechuyiv to give himself a bris in order to make himself roi to bring a karban pesach. Who did on Shabbos, you're mechuyiv to make the kid roi and bathe him in hot water in order to give himself a milah. Masha enki legabi tumma afal pikein calls man that he's tummy. There's no chiyuv to make himself tara. Why is that? Am Rabba, because some Rabbi Yezer ain't sheichdim v'tzorik and al tummy sheretz. Tummy sheretz is somebody who's tummy by touching a sheretz. He's only tummy for the day. Tonight he's going to go to the mikveh today. Tonight he'll be roi for the karban pesach to eat the karban pesach. As of now, he's tamei, but by tonight, he'll be tar. So we're going to have his machlekes throughout these sugyas of Karban Pesach. There's two shitas. One shita holds, since tonight is going to be roi, so you could shecht on him right now, even though he's tamei right now. And who cares? He doesn't have to be tar now. As long as he'll be tar tonight, he could be part of the kabura. The other shita holds ain shech the mizark and al tamei sheretz. That since right now is tamei, even though by time tonight he'll be tar, as of now he's not ready to bring the karban pesach. And tamei sheretz is ladavka, means any tumah that means that he's going to be tar by tonight. It means any tumah that's a one day tumah sheretz nevela. Since the ikar machlokes was said lagav sheretz, we call it ain shech the mizark and al tamei sheretz. But hu adin, the same halacha applies even to a seventh day tumah if it's on the seventh day, because it's the same situation. A Tommy Mace on the seventh day, since by tonight he'll be tar, Memela, according to the man of Shaykh and Zarek, and not Tommy Shart, you could be Shaykh and Zarek on him. Mashaykh, and according to the man of Ain't Shaykh and Zarek, and not Tommy Shart, he calls man his Tommy. You can't say that we could do the Shita now and then. He'll be mitar himself later on and be right for tonight. No, he has to be mitar himself first, and only then will he be right to do this shita and zrika. So Rabbi Yezer holds like that shita of ein sheikh the mizark and al tamisher.
He
doesn't
become tar when he gets the mechatas. He still has to wait.
No, but let's say before he brings the mechatas.
No, if he
already brought the mechatas and went to the mikvah, so he's already tar. He's just a tefuyan. But calls man that he didn't go to the mikveh and or he didn't have the mechatas, he's tummy now. So yes, he has the potential to be tar tonight, but that's not enough to shech the karban pesach for him.
I understand. The difference is somebody who's in the sheretz has to wait till nightfall,
though. And this guy also has to wait till nightfall. Even after he gets the mechatas and goes to the mikveh, he'll still have to wait till nightfall
to become tar.
Right.
So he needs
tar. So he's the same situation as a tummy sheretz before he goes to the mikveh. So ein sheikh the matam bizark and atam sheretz. Step one. Step two. V'chol she'ilu b'yachin nichev b'tzibra abli v'tumma. The rule is, so again, going back to the tam sheretz. A guy who's tam sheretz, as of now, if he didn't go to the mikveh yet, he can't bring the Karban Pesach. So what's his halacha? He goes to the Pesach Sheni. I mean, of course, he can go to mikveh and change his situation, but in his present situation, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now the rule is ish nidchev ein tzibur nidchev. So since this yochid in his present situation will be pushed to Pesach Sheni, so a tzibur in that situation, we would tell them tumah hotra b'tzibur. We wouldn't say. I mean, if the halacha would be sheich them zark and al tamei sheretz, so a yochid in this situation wouldn't be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. He would bring his karban Pesach. So who had been a tzibur in that situation wouldn't have a halacha of tumah hotra b'tzibur. They would have to be matar themselves. They would have to go to the mikvah and bring it b'tahara, because there's no din that this tumah pushes off the carbon. But now that we're saying ein sheich them zark and al tamei sheretz, so a yachid in this present situation would have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, if a yachid in that situation is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, so a tzibur in this situation wouldn't have to go to the mikvah, because they would have a heter of tumah hotra b'tzibur. So kol she'ilu b'yachid nidke, any situation that a yachid would be pushed off to carbon pushed off to Pesach Sheni, b'tzibur avi b'tumah, a tzibur has a heter to do it right now b'tumah. Therefore, the tzibur would not have a chiv to be matar themselves, because they could bring a betumah. Step two. Now, step three. Kol milsa the isa betzibur isa biyachid. Any chiv that the tzibur collectively has, so a yachid has. B'chol milsa the lesa betzibur, but any chiv that a tzibur doesn't have, lesa biyachid, a yachid doesn't have. Therefore, yes, in general, a gavet loichazi, does he have a chiyuv to make himself roy? Yes. So a guy who is an arwa has a chiyuv to give himself a prismina to make himself roy. But a guy who's tamei, does he have a chiyuv to be metar himself and make himself roy? The answer is no. Why not? He's mechuyuv to make himself roy by doing an arwa. Teretz is, since a tzibur, had they been tamei, they wouldn't be mechuyuv to go to the mikvah and be metar themselves, because they have a different heter of tumah hotra b'tzibur. We don't have to go to the mikvah, we'll use tumah hotra b'tzibur. So memela, anything that the tzibur as a whole is not mechuyev to do, the yachid as an individual is also not mechuyev to do. So a yachid as an individual whose tameh is, even though he could go to the mikvah and make himself tar, or could be maz himself in the par aduma and make himself tar, nonetheless he's not mechuyev to do it, since the tzibur in that situation wouldn't be mechuyev to do it. Therefore,
it's only because the tzibur is able to go ahead and bring it to tumah.
I know,
but what's the
dimyon? That's the chiddush over here. Any chiyuv that's not muta on the tzibur, even though it's for a different reason, because they have a heter to do it av apikein, but since the tzibur has no chiyuv to do it, a yachid has no chiyuv to do it either. So based on that, so memela, it comes out arelus, an arel that we said before had a chiyuv to mal himself and make himself roy, and if not, he's chayav karis. The reason is the iku tzibur arelim, because had the entire tzibur been arelim, we wouldn't let them bring it by Arelus. There's no halacha of Arelus hotra b'tzibur. We would force them to go mal themselves. V'avdi pescha, in order to do a karan pesach. So yachid nami armin lekum mahel. So a yachid as well, since a tzibur would be mechuyah to mal themselves, so the yachid as well is mechuyah to mal himself. V'avdi pescha. V'loy ma'om, and maybe if he doesn't give himself a mila, v'avdi pescha, and therefore bring the karan pesach, anush karis. He's going to get a chiyuv karis for not making himself roy. Masha enkein by tuma the equal the tzibur to meim. Had the whole tzibur been tameim ninu, had the whole tzibur been tamei, loy madin and alaya, we wouldn't be mechayev themselves to get hazal from the parad huma. El adi b'tuma, rather we would give him the heter of tuma hotra b'tzibur. So yachid nami potter. So yachid in that situation that he's tamei meis, and even though he's capable of getting hazal from the parad huma and making himself tar, nonetheless he's not mechuyev to do it, since a tzibur in that situation wouldn't be mechuyev to do it. But at the end of the day, since the person is not mechuyev to bring the Karban Pesach as of now, because he's not mechuyev to be metar himself, so that's why even Rabbi Eliezer, or at least before he forgot his learning, agreed that hazal is not deicha, mashayinkin, havasay, and akavasay, all those things are deicha, because this is different, because here he has no chiyuv as of now to bring the Karban Pesach, because he's not mechuyev to be matar himself. Not because he's a gavet lechazi, but because of this new cheshbon, that since the tzibur is not mechuyev, the yachid is not mechuyev. Amalei Ravuna, Breda Bishua Rava. Ravuna Breda Bishua said to Rava, V'ray Pesach Sheni, the less of Tzibur of the Isa B'Yachi. You're telling me anything that the Tzibur doesn't have to do, a Yachi doesn't have to do. Pesach Sheni, a Tzibur doesn't do, because whatever a Tzibur is telling me, they bring up Pesach Rishon. So there's no such thing as that Pesach Sheni that a Tzibur has to do, and unless a Yachi has to do it.
Nobody brought it to the Tzibur's time.
So we'll see later on that maybe yes, maybe no. But we're assuming now.
Question?
What happens if for whatever reason nobody brought a Pesach Rishon? Would the Tzibur bring a Pesach Sheni? So if yes, so then theoretically it's Shaykh be a Tzibur. It usually doesn't happen, but. But there are shitas later on that hold that it's taka. Right, yeah, we'll get to that. But so Pesach Sheni is the less of a tzibur of Isa B'Yachid. So we see that the Yachid's chiyuvim are not told him what the tzibur's chiyuvim are. Amrei Shani Asim to ha'avid late tzibur of Rishon. When does the Yachid have a chiyuv to doing a karm Pesach by Pesach Sheni? When the tzibur did a Pesach Rishon? So it's not the reason why over there it's less of a tzibur is because the tzibur already did it. But anything that the tzibur is not mechuyev to do, so enachanami a yachid taka not mechuyev to do according to the shita. Meisvei yachal ayenish karis shahayit tamei v'shalayim b'derech chayka. I would only think there's karis for a person who is shahayit tar, a person who is tar. And he wasn't far away, because that's the two things that the Torah gave a hatter for Pesach Sheni: someone who's tamei and someone who's bederach rechayka. So someone who's neither of the two, then he's chayav karis because he was capable of bringing and he didn't bring. Let's say he wasn't capable of bringing. For example, he was an arul or a tamei sheretz ushar kol tameim minayin. How do you know that Alpha Pekin, he's honest karis for not making himself right to bring the Pesach Rishon? Tamalim of Vehoish. The actual Vehoish is Marba. Any person, even if he wasn't Torah and wasn't B'derech Rechayka, nonetheless, he's honest karis for not making himself right. Midika Mahada Tamasheret. Since the Brisa specifies Tamasheret, and it says Tamasheret V'chol Shara Tameim, why does it specify Tamasheret? Kasara ain shaykh the mizarkin al tamisheretz. Must be that he holds ain shaykh the mizarkin al tamisheretz. The e shaykh the mizarkin al tamisheretz, because if he holds that a tamisheretz is roy for a pesach rishon, you don't have to bring a drasha to say that he's chayav karis. Hayu tar. For all intents and purposes, he's like a tar. He's right now in his present state, he's chayav to bring a karm pesach. So obviously, if he doesn't bring a karm pesach, he's chayav. It's only you only need a riboy to say in his present state he can't bring it, and alpha became he's chayav karis because he didn't bring himself into a matziv that he would be able to bring it. So alma. So what do we see? So must be we're talking about like the manda amar ein shaykh the mizarkin, and nonetheless we're saying that he's chayav karis for not being metar himself and not making himself capable of bringing it. So alma, what do we see? So we see not like we were saying until now that even though he's not roy, he has a chiyuv to make himself roy. And even though a tzibur in that situation wouldn't have to make themselves roy because they would have a heter of tumah to tzibur, nonetheless a yachid still has to make himself tar. So we see that this law that we're saying is not true. So we're back to the kasha why is as an adreche. Ella Amarova Kasar Rabbi Yezer Shaykh Mizarkin Al Tamasheretz. The opposite. Rabbi Yezer Shita is that you're allowed to do a Shita and a Zrika on a Tamasheretz. So he doesn't need to be Mitar himself in order to bring the Karim Pesach. The Karim Pesach could be brought even while he is Tamay. Vihua Din Tamim Meis Vishvishalay. And the same halacha is true by Tamim Meis on the seventh day. Since tonight he will be Tar, potentially. So you could bring the Karim Pesach right now even before he's Mitar himself. So hazal lemai. So what are you doing the hazal for? Not to be able to bring the karban pesach, because you can bring the karban pesach in its current state. Rather laachila, in order to eat the karban pesach. Achilas psachim loy ma'akva. The achila is not ma'akiv. The hava of the karban pesach is ma'akiv. We're going to see a machlokes about this later on, but he holds that the achila is not ma'akiv. Since the achila is ma'akiv, that's why the hazal is not tayach shabbos. So the maskana, you want to know why the hazal according to Rabbi Yezer is not tayach shabbos, is because you could bring the karban pesach without the hazal, shaykh the zarkin al tamasheretz. Elamai, you want to do the hazal for the achila is not ma'akiv. So there's no mitzvah here to be doich of the Shabbos. Not, the Havah doesn't need it, and the Achil is not a mitzvah. But we have a different.
So then tzibur, by tzibur, when they're tummy, would they not eat it?
No, we're going to get to that later on, but a tzibur, even though it's hutra, but tzibur, it's the Mishnah is going to say later on, beferish, that they do eat a tzibur. And this is true even like the mandam that Karm Pesach is not makiv.
That the
chila is not mine. Right, but nonetheless, I mean, that's a special hat to buy the tzibur.
Okay.
So it comes out, you're going to have an interesting phenomenon. If, let's say, the Bailam of a Karm Pesach are these people, Tamisharitz people, or Tamimais Beshwishalai people, and now you're going to shut the Karm Pesach for them. Right now, they're not currently able to eat. So, Kumtais, you're shutting the Karm Pesach Shalai Loichlov. So, Amalei, no.
It could be a Tamei Meis, the Shvi Shalai. If we don't need to eat, so let it be on any day of his.
No, because he has to be potentially able to eat. The Achil is not Ma'akiv, but it has to be that it's potentially able to eat. If we're on the sixth day or the fifth day, he's not even potentially able to eat.
Okay, but you can't
eat anyway because it's not Daicha Shabbos. No. That's a Dinder Abanon. You can't eat. That's a Dinder Abanon. Because the Abanon don't let him do the Azah because it's not Ma'akiv, Midaraisa he could do the Azah. Midaraisa he could potentially eat.
So because you have the potential to eat, even though
we're not going to allow it. Right. At the end of the day, we're not going to allow him. But since theoretically he could have been right to eat, he's Yaitse.
But he's not going to be able to
eat the Karm Pesach. We're saying that according to this mandamah, he will be Yosef because Achilas Pesach is not Machi. Right. So Rabbah the Ba'aba asked if that's the case of Pesach being Shechter Shalai La'ichlov. Amalei, no. Shalai La'ichlov, the Chayla L'Zakin. Shalai La'ichlov is when you do it for a Chayla or you do it for a Zakin. Someone, the Le'chazi, is not capable of eating. Alahai, Mechza Chazi, Tekun Le'loi Mizakin. This guy, Be'etzim, potentially could eat. He just wasn't mistaken himself, so that's not called Shalai La'ichlov. The fact that we don't let him be mistaken himself, since he has the potential to eat, therefore he's not considered Shalai La'ichlov at Lagabi passing the Karam Pesach.
Shalai
La'ichlov
is one of the assumed that if some of the people are Shalai.
Yeah, so I mean, this kasha would only be a kasha if everybody in the Chavur was in that situation, right? Because otherwise it would be La'ichlov, Shalai La'ichlov would be kasha regardless, and a Hanami. Says the more, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva set a rule: all machshirin are that we're able to do before Shabbos are not daicha. Only things that are not able to do before Shabbos, only those are daicha. Amar Rabbi Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Kiva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva that anything was actually to do from before Shabbos is not daicha. So now Nami Gabi Mila, we have the same Mishnah in Mishnah Shabbos, the Gabi Mila Ki Agavna Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva Kol Malacha Shazal Asayim Erev Shabbos. Anything was possible to do on Erev Shabbos, any daicha Shabbos. However, Mila She Yeshal Asayim Erev Shabbos, then daicha Shabbos. Over there, Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rav as well, Halacha Rabbi Kiva. Utsricha, we need both. Now it seems in the Rishonim that the Tzricha is not going on why Rabbi Kiva had to say it both times, but why Rabbi Yehuda had to pass him both times like Rabbi Kiva. If he passed him like Rabbi Kiva in one place, we should understand automatically that we pass him like him in the other place. So Tarot says, no, Tzricha, you need to say both. The Iyash Me'inon Gabi Pesach, because had we said the Gabi Pesach that by Pesach, it's not the machshirin that are possible before Shabbos are not Deicha Shabbos. Hosom mitzvah loydachu Shabbos. Over there, they're not Deicha Shabbos. Mishum deloy nichusu alayu gemu brises, because Pesach isn't as chamar as Shabbos. There's no 13 brises on him. Avon mila the nichusu alayu gemu brises emel lechi. Maybe it should be Deicha Shabbos because it's a more chamar dikas mitzvah. So that's why he had to say it over there. The Ashmina Mila, had he only said it over there, I would say the opposite. Hosam who the machshir le'deicha Shabbos over there, it's not deicha Shabbos, the stuff that was possible to do before Shabbos like a karis. Because if he doesn't do a bris, he's not going to get karis. I mean, even though there is karis for someone who doesn't do a bris, but that's if he doesn't do his bris his entire life. If on the eighth day you don't do it and you push it off 2 or 3 days and do it then it won't be any karis. So Mamela. Over there, it's not as chamar. Abba Pesach, the Iker Karis, for right now, for not bringing the Karim Pesach, he's going to get karas. It's something that right now he's going to get karas for. So aim alichis. So maybe even the machshirin that we're piling to do before Shabbos should be deicha. Tzricha. That's why we had to say in both places that nonetheless, anything that was possible to do before Shabbos is not deicha Shabbos. Okay.
Shkaya, the Shabbos.
Shabbos.